News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Iran's uranium stockpile remains largely intact following US strikes on its main nuclear sites, according to preliminary assessments. It comes as Iran's Ayatollah Al-Khamenei says they will not hesitate to bomb more US air bases in the Middle East if necessary. Belle True is chief international correspondent for the London Independent. Bring us up to speed. There's definitely a big PR battle going on at the moment. We saw Pete Hegseth, the defence secretary, having a cut at the media and insisting they were absolutely wrong and that the nuclear sites were obliterated. Do we know what the truth is at this stage?
Well, the short answer to this is that we don't, because there is no direct access to all these sites. So, you know, even the International Atomic Energy Agency has said they believe that there is significant damage done to the centrifuges at least two of the enrichment facilities in Iran, but they don't have direct access to do the sort of independent, extensive investigation they would like to do to say that definitively. But of course, you are talking about a PR battle here. I mean, US President Donald Trump said that the American strikes had obliterated the Iranian program. Hegseth talked about them being destroyed. And certainly there has been extensive damage. Now, that's a direct quote from the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. And that, you know, that this has caused, obviously, a lot of damage, at least to two sites, Nanterre and Fordow. You know, and of course, Israel has claimed that they've set back Iran's nuclear program by many years. But the key question is, you know, what has happened to that nuclear fuel and what has happened to the state of the centrifuges that enrich that fuel? And there is some speculation that Iran might have even hidden some of their stocks before the US launched its, you know, massive bunker buster bombings on these two sites. So at the moment, it's still quite unclear.
So it's possible that both are true, that the nuclear sites were obliterated, but that the stockpiles of uranium and maybe other nuclear production equipment were moved elsewhere, giving Iran the potential to quickly enough get back to where they were.
Absolutely. Again, this is all speculation,
yeah,
because
sure,
no one has exact access on the ground. But there were trucks seen at one of the nuclear facilities, prompting speculation that they were moving stockpiles around. Some people say that that is a plausible enough indication that Iran was taking the nuclear fuel away. Other people argue it might be a decoy. You know, there's subsequent satellite imagery that's showing that some of the tunnel entrances to the underground complexes of these facilities have been sealed off by dirt. What we have is immense speculation, everyone pouring over satellite imagery, a lot of back and forth, a PR battle, as you say, and wildly different opinions about what actually has happened on the ground.
And an extraordinary press conference from Pete Hegseth as well, where he took aim at the media, not for the first time, the Trump administration shooting the messenger.
Absolutely. I mean, you've seen since the Trump administration, since Trump came back into office, a lot of attacks on the media. But certainly, there's a lot of frustration with the portrayal of the US's entering Israel's attacks on Iran. And we've certainly seen some pretty strong words coming out from Hegseth, which obviously followed Trump's quite extraordinary lashing out at Iran and Israel, where he even used the F word.
Yes.
I think this shows that there's a lot of tension right now. A lot is riding on this. And, you know, really, Trump and his administration wants to come out with that this was an immensely successful operation. And it should be noted, it's not clear how much the US actually backed Israel in going out against Iran. And that, you know, there were talks between the US and Iran. So there's a lot of pressure from the Trump administration to sell this as a win for them joining in this as well.
Briefly, Bell, the ceasefire holding, what next?
This is the million-dollar question. The ceasefire is holding at the moment. You know, if I was to give you my own personal opinion, which again is looking at the tea leaves. Yeah, looking at the tea leaves. You know, I would say that it probably is going to hold, in the sense that, you know, from Iran's position, it was an extraordinary attack on their senior military leadership, on their, you know, on their facilities, and also on their nuclear scientists. We had top generals taken out. And even when they, replaced some of the military command, those people were then killed 4 days later. There has been significant damage, whatever the long-lasting effect is on their program, to these facilities. And they lost, a lot of their top nuclear scientists. So for them, I think it would be, a very sort of dangerous thing to re-enter this war again. For Israel, this has seemed to be a win. But at the same time, Israel was brought to a standstill almost every single day by Iranian ballistic missiles, which are extraordinary and something that the Israeli population are not used to dealing with. They're used to rockets from Hamas. The level of these missiles in terms of damage is huge. And I think for the US, Trump made it very, very clear, using very strong language, that he doesn't want anyone to mess with this ceasefire. So for now, I think things are going to hold.
Belle True, international correspondent for London Independent, Tel Aviv. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.